We now move on to fishing. Fishing, yes. Angling. Ancillary facilities on the central waterfront, where we've had some discussion already, and I think LCSD have come back with some new thinking. Ah, good. All right, we have LCSD, led by Richard Wong. Richard, are you going to introduce the paper? Or is David?
Yes, my colleague David will introduce
David,
the paper.
David, okay, thank you. David, thank you. Would you like to brief members on this latest proposal? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. May I use Cantonese to present my paper?
Please, sure.
Okay, thank you. Enhancement work 一個嘅環調設施就喺呢個中西區海濱長廊呢個中環段嘅一個嘅工程嘅。首先呢，呢個工程嘅背景呢，就係呢，為咗我哋要配合呢個喺2015年嘅施政報告裏面呢，有關於呢個推廣呢個親水活動有關嘅活動嘅呢一個items 咧，咁康文署咧就係計劃咧就響一啲比較上熱門嘅釣魚點啦，就核下嘅設施裏面咧，就選擇一啲地方咧就作為呢個優化呢啲閒釣嘅輔助設施嘅嘅工程。咁呢個我哋今次講呢一個咧，就係呢個中西區海濱長廊嘅中環段嘅一個嘅優化工程。我哋點解揀呢一個嘅海濱長廊嚟做呢一個嘅試點先呢？就因為咧佢個交通方便啊，佢嘅鄰近咧就係呢個中環碼頭啦、天星碼頭啦，同埋呢個天馬公園。咁仲有咧就係呢一個地點咧，現在已經有好多嘅釣魚人士咧就喺度享用緊嚟作為呢個垂釣活動嘅啊。咁大家可以睇到幻燈片上面我哋見到平日呢都有10到20多位嘅垂釣人士呢長住喺呢個海濱長廊嗰度呢作呢個閒釣嘅活動。咁其實我哋康文署呢目前呢所有嘅海濱長廊呢都係可以作呢個垂釣活動嘅，除咗呢個星光大道啦，因為呢個遊客太多啦，咁所以呢就嗰度就係禁止垂釣嘅之外呢，差唔多係所有嘅海濱長廊咧都可以係作為呢一個垂釣活動嘅，咁仲有一個馬鞍山嘅海濱長廊都係因為個長廊本身太窄所以咧就唔可以垂釣啦。咁但係為咗呢個減少呢個對呢垂釣活動咧對其他呢個公園旅遊嘅人士咧造成影響咧，我哋咧就樹立咗好多嘅警告嘅字眼啦banner 啦喺呢啲地方嘅。咁我哋今次優化呢個閒釣輔助設施嘅最主要目的呢，其實呢就想為呢一個釣魚人士呢製造一個舒適嘅環境，喺呢個舒適嘅環境之下垂釣嘅。咁大家可以睇到個幻燈片啦，咁而家目前呢喺呢個中西區海濱長廊垂釣嘅人士呢都係喺一個太陽底下啦，咁同埋冇咩輔助設施之下呢作呢個垂釣嘅。咁睇到呢個幻燈片呢就見到有位垂釣人士呢展示佢嗰個嘅漁獲嘅，咁原來呢就喺呢個中西區海濱長廊上面呢亦都可以釣到好多唔同嘅魚類，包括有泥鰻啦、石狗公啦、細卵啦、烏頭啦、火點啦、石斑、金鼓、臘魚、沙鑽等等嘅。咁喺呢張幻燈片呢我哋會見到呢就有泥鰻同埋呢個金鼓魚啦。呢張幻燈片呢就會簡單介紹呢我哋今次優化 閒釣設施嘅嘅位置啦，啊，同埋大約有啲咩嘅設施喺裏邊咧，啊。咁我哋主要嘅優化整條海濱長廊嘅設施咧嘅位置咧，其實咧都係響呢一個主要向近住呢個東邊嘅位置，即係灣仔方向嘅位置嘅。咁因為嗰邊咧嘅 site constraints 咧就比較少，咁同埋咧就係嗰個闊度咧就比較闊，啊，再加上咧附近咧有三個嘅瞭望台啦，嗰個瞭望台底之下咧就有啲嘅遮陰地方，啊，咁可以方便啲垂釣人士咧就響嗰度有休息嘅。咁我哋咧就會有啲咩嘅設施會優化咧？最主要咧，我就會加多一啲嘅音棚啦，一啲嘅座椅啦，同埋一啲俾垂釣人士我嚟呢個洗濯佢哋嘅釣魚工具嘅洗手盤啊、工作台啊，啊咁仲有一啲嘅所謂 rod holder 啦，咁可能係俾垂釣人士咧就我嚟將啲魚竿插上去嘅一個輔助設施嚟嘅啊。咁就整條嘅長廊呢，我哋主要嘅優化嘅位置呢都係集中喺呢個東邊，咁至於西邊呢，我哋只會加少少嘅音棚啦，咁同埋就係一啲嘅展示牌嘅。咁呢張幻燈片呢就大約就講一講我哋嗰個構思啦，咁就係有呢一個嘅音棚啦 ,benches 啦，咁佢哋嘅設計呢會同我哋現有海濱長廊嘅設計呢就一樣嘅，咁亦都有啲工作台啦，有呢個洗手盤啦，有展示板啦，亦都有一啲嘅儲物架，咁呢啲儲物架呢我哋就會裝喺嗰個瞭望台底下面嘅牆壁上面嘅，咁方便垂釣人士呢就我哋暫時儲存佢哋一啲嘅釣魚工具嘅。咁至於嗰個所謂魚竿嘅承載器呢，其實係一個膠桶嚟嘅，咁就會裝咗喺呢一個嘅欄杆上面，咁我哋大約呢會做三十幾個呢啲咁嘅 rod holders。咁以下張幻燈就講個工作台同埋嗰個嘅洗手盤，呢個就係我哋嘅音棚嘅設計啊。咁呢個就係個fishing rod holders 啊，咁佢就會扣咗喺我哋現有嗰個海濱長廊嘅欄杆上面嘅啊。咁呢個就係一個儲物架，我哋嘅構思。咁亦都咧，我哋會就係着量咁樣將我哋現有嘅照明呢就增強少少啊，咁希望呢就方便咗夜釣嘅人士呢可以去處理佢哋自己嘅釣魚工具啦。我哋亦都會裝一啲嘅展示牌啊，咁呢啲展示牌呢其實主要嘅作用呢就係有一個嘅教育作用嘅啊，咁我哋希望呢就會樹立一啲嘅展示牌啦，同埋會有一啲嘅宣傳單張就會派俾啲釣魚人士，希望佢哋呢能夠就教育佢哋有一個正當嘅處理呢個或者係釣魚嘅一個嘅操守啊，咁裏面呢亦都會主要就會講一講呢佢哋點樣去處理嗰啲魚獲啊，我哋就希望鼓勵佢哋咧將啲幼魚啊或者係就嚟會產卵嘅魚咧就會放翻落海啊，咁亦都咧就係希望佢哋唔好污染個海水啦，同埋顧及自身啊他人嘅安全啊喺個釣魚活動裏邊，咁咧就仲有我哋會擺一啲有關香港或者維港裏邊咧嘅魚類嘅資料啊，咁就希望咁去教育佢哋，例如有一啲季候嘅魚類啦，同埋一啲嘅有毒嘅魚類嘅資料咧，我哋都希望會擺喺呢啲展示板上邊。咁最後希望能夠做到咧，就佢哋除咗可以享受呢個釣魚之外咧，仲可以保育呢個環境啦，同埋呢個保育呢一個海洋嘅資源。至於呢一個嘅管理呢一個嘅成個設施咧，我哋咧就會有一啲嘅展示牌啦，就希望頭先講過啦，就希望可以教育佢哋啦，同埋就叫佢哋顧及他人嘅安全啦。另外我哋亦都會有一啲嘅救生圈啦，就呢個 emergency 即係危急嗰陣時咧，可以就作為救生之用啦。最後咧，我哋亦都會安排我哋嘅員工咧去加強嘅清潔啦，同埋維持呢個海濱長廊上面嘅呢個秩序嘅。 整個嘅優化工程咧，就大約只係需要呢、這個200万啊。咁我哋經常嗰、那個每年個經常嗰個嘅開支咧，亦都係大約係75万。咁呢200万咧，主要就係做響鋪設呢、這個水喉啊、電啊，同埋呢個起兩個音棚嗰個價錢嚟嘅。咁就希望呢個委員呢就俾啲意見我哋啦。如果我哋收到委員嘅意見之後呢，我哋歸納咗呢就會響希望就可以響呢個11月開始動工啦，然後響3月呢就希望完成整個嘅優化工程。咁但係響呢個優化工程進行完畢之後，我哋開放之後呢，我哋呢就會做一個嘅繼續會收集呢一個所有持份者啦，包括呢個公眾人士嘅意見。咁響一年之後呢，就會檢討成個優化工程嘅呢個計劃。咁整個計劃個介紹大致上係咁，多謝大家。
Thank you very much。
主席，我就有啲補充。
Please。
我特別係提幾樣嘢嘅，就係話咧，我哋今次依個優化咧，主要都係用一個簡潔嘅方向行嘅。咁我哋根本咧就係主要係提供咧一啲簡單嘅，有啲遮陰啊，有啲座位啊，啲基本嘅即係洗嘅工，即係提供啲水俾佢哋洗佢哋工具啊，咁就唔會將佢咧就係點樣去又加嗰啲咁嘅裝飾啊，冇嗰啲嘢嘅，呢啲係基本我哋認為咧就一啲基本嘅設施。咁另外一樣嘢咧就係、是、其實我哋係今次嘅目的優化呢啲設施咧，就想其實基本上咧嗰度已經好多人釣魚噶啦。咁其實我哋想俾一個比較係即係好啲嘅環境佢哋去做呢樣嘢。咁另外一方面咧，我哋想去點樣推廣呢個釣魚作為一個運動。咁所以你見到我哋咧就會趁呢個地方咧，我哋會顯示一啲關於魚類釣魚嘅一啲知識啦，認識魚類一啲知識啦，同埋對於點樣處理一啲魚獲一啲要留意嘅地方啦，咁依一系列嘅嘢咧，其實咧，我哋咧就希望咧，通過我哋優化依個地方，能夠推廣到咧釣魚活動咧，同埋令到大眾咧對於釣魚活動咧係更加多一個認識嘅。咁最後咧，我就要補充咧，就係關乎到嗰、那個即係諮詢嗰個過程咧。咁其實咧，頭先我同事阿 David 都有講啦。咁其實我哋而家係試嘅啫。咁試咗之後咧，其實我哋會做一個 survey 嘅。去點樣去檢討？除咗我睇下個人數啊，訪問啲人啊，咁我哋會做啲 survey 咧，就去睇下個效果係點樣樣，然後再考慮咧以後個方向係點。咁喺之前咧，其實我哋做過啲咩嘢去定呢個地方咧？咁其實咧，我哋喺嗰個諗點樣去做咧，其實我哋咧係諮詢咗咧香港呢個運動釣魚協會咧。咁佢俾咗好多意見嘅，尤其喺揀選嘅地方方面，同埋嘅設計方面。咁另外我哋亦係我哋場地嘅同事咧，都有走去同釣魚人士傾偈，就話我哋有咁嘅諗法，咁你哋點咧？咁另事咧，我哋又有呢、這個過嚟呢個哈巴芬即係task force 咧，向大家請教嘅意見啦。咁另外我哋喺區議會咧，亦係咧就即係將呢個議案咧係提呈咗嘅。嚇，亦係得到佢哋咧，有啲建議，咁我哋都係會改善嘅嚇，咁啊點樣去推行？咁啊，主席，我依度係補充唔多，唔該。
Thank you very much. Members' comments, reaction. I mean, I think this is a very interesting response, if you like, to the needs of a large number of members of the waterfront community, if you like. It's a trial, which I like again. I think, you know, we should trial these things in the way that's suggested. So, I mean, from a personal point of view, I'd be supportive, but I'd like to hear other members' thoughts and comments. Please, Ivan.
Chairman, first question is about the cost. I noticed that the cost presented in this PowerPoint is 2 mil, which is different from the previous figure. Can the proponent tell us is that because of further study on the actual provision that end up with a reduction in cost? Second is the proponent just told us that they plan to start the work at November. So today is already 20th of October. So it's not much we can comment with such a short time frame. But can I suggest that as this is proposed by the proponent, this is a pilot scheme. So can I suggest they come back, say, 1 year later and tell us exactly how whether this scheme work and what's the pros and cons or any improvement that may be needed? I think that will be more meaningful.
Thank you. Paul, please.
Yeah, a couple of comments. Providing facilities for people that fish along the waterfront, I think, is a good idea. So rod holders and that you test the rod holder design at this pilot scheme is fine. I hope you can put out rod holders at other locations as well. Providing a cleansing working table, again, as a principle, I think it should be bring your own. And fishermen bring their own little bucket and they bring their own things. The moment you provide a working table, you can invite people to cut up the fish and stuff like that. And why would you generate that kind of nuisance when you do not have that problem now? So I totally oppose working tables. I support more seats and shading along the waterfront where people congregate, whether they're fishermen or other people. So if you're going to put some more seats in this particular area, there are people there, so provide more seats and shading, which I think is fine. If you want to put that under your fisherman budget, I don't mind, but I think that the principle should be that the LCSD should be responsive along the entire waterfront of Victoria Harbour, providing seats and shading for everybody, not just fishermen. If you want to provide shading for fishermen, the fisherman is on the waterfront, not at the back of the promenade. But you're not giving him shade at the waterfront. So, and not necessarily that you want to do that, but I don't understand. Then you talk about providing shading. You say, you said something here that it's there is people exposed to the sun. Yeah, and they're on the waterfront fishing. But if you want to provide them shades on the waterfront, then how are you going to deal with that? You're not solving that issue. So if it's part of the brief to solve it, you haven't solved it. And I don't think that necessarily you have to solve it on the waterfront edge unless the fishermen have asked for a clip so they can put an umbrella, clip their umbrella to the railing. But, you know, I don't think it's really necessary. But so if it's part of the brief, you haven't solved it. And otherwise, I think you should delete it from the brief. But sheets and shading should be provided for everybody. Water, we need water fountains and places to wash our hands everywhere along the waterfront, not just where people go fish. So providing water and water fountains, I think, is a great idea. Make sure we have bottle refill, not the spittoons, not something that we can put our mouth around the tap because then we don't trust it anymore because we don't know what the other person does. But we need water bottle refill points. So again, I'm not sure you want to have this kind of water basin that you indicate there, unless it's provided in an environment with proper drainage, splash, and has an area which allow people to splash, so we don't have slippery grounds and whatever, as you normally would consider. I would think that this is a very strange solution that you have just shown it to us. Lighting for fishing at night. I don't understand that again. I'm fishing at the waterfront, and that's where we don't want light, on the water's edge, because it will give us glare, and I can't see out on the water anymore. So if you're going to give lighting at the bench, then it's basically for people to read or do other things, and then it should be lighting that is very considerate to make sure it doesn't provide any glare for anybody else that's on the waterfront. But then it's lighting that you provide for everybody. Not to show the fishermen. So I think that lighting should be designed for people to read a book or whatever, but not necessarily for the fishermen. So I find that strange. Life buoys should be everywhere on the waterfront where you're worried about people falling into the water, not just where the fishermen are working. So again, if you want to put it under your budget because of some excuse, I don't understand that. Storage racks. Why would you want to put storage racks? I don't understand why you want to put storage racks. I think that's a strange thing to put on the waterfront. That's going to create a very proprietary space where, oh, my stuff is stored there. So what is that? So I have a claim on it? I don't see how that is going to function in a responsible manner on that waterfront. People come with their bag and with their stuff and they have it close to where they fish. So I don't understand why you have storage racks, and then we have security issues, and then you have to provide more management, and then we get all the issues that you are going to be more heavy-handed on the waterfront. I want you to disappear from the waterfront. I don't want more LCSD people. I want less LCSD people on the waterfront so we can do whatever we want to do. So I don't want storage racks. I think that I'm totally against that, the whole thing. Because that's what you're saying. We're going to provide more people to keep order. What do you mean, like, you're going to have more LCSD people policing the waterfront? What you can and can't do? I don't want that. People are going to police themselves.
Summarize your thoughts, please.
Well, I think I've just gone through it. So if I can summarize it, no babysitting, bring your own. No zones, no venues, but facilitate everybody, not only the fishermen, and don't create onerous situations like where people are going to cut fish or we have storage and security issues.
Thank you. Please, yes.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. From the photos, in fact, there are different types of fishing tools. From some of the photos, you found that people using the old-style type fishing tools, we call it yupai, that people need to pass through from the fence, so that it seems that quite a little bit dangerous. I'm not sure if this is a pilot scheme, the design of the fencing that can tackle different kinds of people to use the different kinds of fishing tools that can also be considered. And for the promoting about the fishing as a sport, I'm not sure if this can be collaborated with, say, the fishing association, so to provide proper, say, promotion or advice for those people to fish in there. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Please.
Thanks, Chair. Well, this is supposed to be a pilot scheme. Actually, if I remember correctly, it was raised by the chief executive in his policy address. So now it's already 9 months. And, well, one thing good is at least there's something that, through the year, we've seen people fishing along the waterfront. So if government is doing something to actually enhance the facility that I think, and if it's just a pilot scheme, I suggest that let's do it as quickly as possible. And yes, there may be comments, there may be suggestions. Doesn't matter. After all, it's a pilot scheme. Get it done and have it a trial. After all, all involved is just $2 million Hong Kong. So that we, apart from getting the feedback here or in other places, and we also, the government can also get actual feedback from when it's actually launched. And then we can have some better facilities later on. So let's don't wait.
Okay. Please.
Originally, I don't want to make any comments. It's kind of trivial, this thing. But the design is so horrible that I need to make some comment because it's passed through the Harbour Fund Commission. So I'm on record, I'm in the meeting, so I need to say something. The pictures that you have shown, this guy, like leaning outside underneath the handrail. This is the ergonomics of the whole thing is not suitable for fishing. And you just put two rods there, it's a rod holder there, I think it's won't do you anything. The sun shading, you want to have the shade when you're fishing. You put it at the side, what is the purpose? I don't see a person. I echo a lot of Paul's comments previously. Those are trivial, but all in all, the whole thing doesn't make sense. All the design item, all the proposal there, I don't see any point except the anchor that help people to put the fishing rod there. But once again, there are not many people using fishing rod. A lot of them just using the wire. Right. So anyway, I think it's a horrible design. Maybe we should comment later on. I think this is why Ivan say after 1 year we come back and review.
Okay. Thank you. Maggie.
I feel that the agree that the table and the water tap, I think that's just going to ask for trouble. And if we are going to have it, because people will cut the fish up and do all sorts of things, we're going to have to provide rubbish bins as well. I know people don't like having around, but it's no good having a table and taps like that and not having a rubbish bin.
Okay, thank you. All right, LCSD. I think a lot of thoughts to take away. I mean, let's just have an immediate reaction from you, if you like. I think I echo the point that's been made. I think we should let this run. It's a trial. We should see and we should learn from it. But I mean, to the extent you can reflect members' comments in the interim solution or the pilot, I think I'd like you to do that. But just let's have your reaction and comments now, please. Thank you.
Okay. 多謝主席，多謝各位委員。我嘗試即係有一啲即係回應一啲問題啦。咁第一呢就關於錢嗰度呢，事實上呢我哋早期呢我哋係預咗個 capital cost 呢係 3.5 million 嘅。咁呢而家我哋 cut 到2 million 嘅原因喺邊呢，其實我哋 aware 到呢好多人嘅意見呢就覺得呢即係呢個咁嘅即係優化呢無需要太過花巧。本來呢我哋諗住呢就即係鋪靚個地下個 well 領呢整啲圖案啊，又黐啲魚喺個地下度啊，咁嘩發覺到呢就好多人有意見就話嘩你咁樣唔好啦，簡樸啲啦，因為你事實上都係俾人嚟釣魚，你個作用唔係咁樣嘅咁所以呢度呢就即係 Ivan 講得啱嘅，其實我哋係將個錢嚟減到二㗎。咁呢就絕對同意啦，就係話呢其實我哋係 trial 嘅啫，我哋係一定聽咗你意見之後呢，我哋行咗一段時間呢，其實我哋係會返嚟向大家匯報啦，同埋就係睇下點樣可以即係更加將呢一樣嘢呢係即係覺得係咪需要推廣呢，係咪覺得應該做好啲呢，無論喺硬件或軟件方面呢，我哋點樣去優化佢呢，咁而家我哋都係試行嘅啫。咁另外講到一啲即係關乎到即係嗰啲whaling 嘅問題啊，同埋啲水嘅問題啊，譬如話 drinking fountain， 即係係咪應該即係我哋都應該考慮喺 Pomona 嗰度整呢，咁一系列嘅一啲硬件嘅設施上面呢，我哋聽咗意見呢，我哋就會即係會都會同返有關嘅譬如釣魚會啊，我哋自己同返有關嘅工程部門去傾呢，究竟嗰個可能性係點。不過我哋會就算未必係即刻做得到呢，如果有啲嘢係長期係需要時間做嘅，但都係做到嘅呢，我哋一定會做嘅。咁另外呢就大家有幾個委員都講咗幾個問題，即係覺得好得意，就係話啊點解我哋即係會有張凳遮陰嘅喺後面唔喺前面呢，咁其實我哋即係都有衡量嗰啲問題同釣魚會啊同有關人士有講。咁其實呢我哋就即係因為事實上呢個 Pomona 呢有得坐嘅地方唔多。咁呢個就唔係真係話真係淨係俾釣魚人嘅。咁因為呢好多人呢就即係好鍾意睇人釣魚嘅。咁如果你話完全冇遮冇擋呢，咁佢企喺度睇一陣間佢走，咁可能佢就有心呢就坐喺度，如果你有啲比較休閒嘅設施坐喺度呢，佢欣賞人釣魚都係一個樂趣嚟嘅。咁當然有啲人即係譬如攰呀咁成呀釣到，咁佢插支魚竿喺度，咁佢有時佢覺得攰嘅，有個地方行埋一邊遮陰都係好嘅。不過我聽咗你咁講呢，其實即係話唔係淨係嗰個位嘅，我哋即係沿住個 Pomona 如果做到遮陰多啲地方呢都係好嘅。咁至於頭先講到話救生圈嗰度呢，我哋同意，不過即係只不過呢就係因為我哋預算呢就吸引多咗人嗰個位，我哋擺多幾個救生圈，咁其實我沿住個 Pomona 呢我哋有救生圈嘅。咁我哋同意呢就話我哋明天個 order 嗰個 Pomona 嗰度，即係個秩序呢，我哋就其實個用意喺邊度呢，就係因為呢我哋成日俾人救病，就話啲人呢即係揈嗰啲魚竿啊魚鈎啊會危險啦。咁如果我哋整咗一個優化設施喺度吸引多咗人嚟釣魚嘅話呢，咁我哋相應地呢其實係加強即係一啲即係同事呢，就如果佢哋係喺嗰個即係揈竿啊，或者喺嗰個即係點樣釣魚有啲行為覺得都唔係好適當嘅，咁我都提醒佢嘅啫，咁主要用語都喺呢度。咁就相信剛才講話即係嗰啲垃圾桶啊嗰啲硬件嗰啲嘢呢，我哋相對我都會加嘅。咁就至於係燈嗰度同埋嗰個即係話放嘢嗰個 storage rack 嗰度呢，我相信係諮詢過有關人士嘅，會唔會我啲同事係補充下呢度。
多謝主席。咁其實之前頭先我哋都有提過咧，就係話我哋之前都有唔同嘅朋友啦，譬如行釣嘅人士啊，或者係香港運動釣魚聯會嗰邊咧，咁我哋都聽取咗一啲意見嘅。咁佢就覺得咧，就如果我哋真係想有一啲優化設施喺翻個海濱長廊，又唔會影響到整體嘅環境咧，咁佢話都不妨可以加一啲即係呢啲咁嘅 rack 喺度。咁最主要都係方便擺返一啲即係比較即係有個位俾佢擺返好一啲嘅啫。咁其實就最主要都係話想俾個方便出嚟嘅。咁就冇乜話特別。當然如果我哋都知道有啲朋友佢會自己帶自己背囊啊，或者帶佢啲工具嘅。咁即係只有呢個多一個選擇俾佢咁樣嘅啫。唔該主席。
咁主席，我哋回应暂时系咁多，唔该。
Well, members, my suggestion would be that we endorse the general direction. We've made suggestions as to how we think the facilities might be improved, but I would favour running this as a pilot and support it being run as a pilot, and ask you to come back in 12 months' time and let us know what the experience has been. And indeed, we can see firsthand. We can members obviously can walk along the promenade and see what's happening in the interim. Paul, yes.
I'd like to abstain from your comment and be noted as such. I think that it's got to be no babysitting. Bring your own. No zones. No venues for fishing. Support where people are fishing. But I think this should be totally minimised. I think that this. Again, I think we're going the wrong direction. We've got to have police officers now because we think people are going to be fishing and therefore to be in danger. If you're going to go this way along the waterfront, we're going to get all kind of weird facilities and everything is going to be segregated. So I'm very, very cautious with this. By all means, Chairman, water fountains, seats, shading, and a couple of rod holders, but no cutting boards, no storage racks, and no police officers from the LCSD.
All right, we'll record Paul's view. Keep us informed as to how you're getting on, and to the extent you decide to change, not change, but to modify the facilities, let us know as well.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. 多謝各位。唔該。